My gorgeous queen, it's Callie, and I'm so excited to tell you about something that's transforming the way I work out. My Sweaty Studio app. If you're looking for a fun and effective way to get stronger, leaner, and more confident, this is it. Sweaty Studio is your go-to for on-demand Pilates workouts that fit right into your busy schedule, no matter where you are. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, the app offers a variety of classes, from 10-minute quickie sessions to full-length workouts that challenge every muscle in your body. And the best part? You can do it all from the comfort of your home, at the beach, or even while traveling. The app is designed to help you build strength, improve flexibility, tone your body, and feel empowered through affirmations blended into your workouts. Plus, with new classes and monthly challenges added regularly, you'll never get bored. You can even track your progress and join a community of like-minded women who are all on their journey to feeling their best. Some of my favorite workouts on the app are our Pilates and Praise classes that blend worship music with Pilates, our new Reformer Pilates workouts, or our Barlotti's flows that blend ballet movements with Pilates to the beat of the music. Ready to get started? Simply download the Sweaty Studio app now and take your Pilates practice to the next level. Your first 2 weeks are totally free, so you've got nothing to lose. Head over to sweatystudio.com to learn more and start your free trial today. Let's get sweaty together.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Healthy But Human podcast. My name is Callie. I'm your podcast host, and I am so excited you're here today listening. Wherever you are in the world, welcome, my gorgeous queen. Today we have a solo episode. We're going to be talking about all the things, how to protect your peace and how to find peace in times of turmoil, uncertainty. I feel like this is a very much needed episode for this week. So we're going to get right into it. But before we do, let's go ahead and start with our self-check-in. If you are new to the podcast, I'm so pumped you are here. What our weekly self-check-in is, it's a time to just ground ourselves and really just see how we are feeling, how we're doing. Think of this like a little just mental health check-in. It is a good mood booster too. So wherever you are, just take a nice deep inhale through your nose, fill up your lungs with lots of goodness, lots of love into your beautiful, amazing body. And then exhale, just sighing out, letting go of anything that's not serving you. Just release it with your breath. Let it out. Okay, ask yourself now on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being amazing, 1 being not so hot, how am I feeling today? Once you have your number, I want you to ask yourself a follow-up question of, why do I feel how I feel? Maybe something happened, maybe nothing happened. Just really pinpoint it. Okay, now I want you to ask yourself, what is one mood booster I can add to my life today? What is something you can do that just will make your day a little bit better? Okay, now on a physical health level, let's ask ourselves, have I hydrated my hot bod in the past 30 minutes? If you have or not, grab your water. Today I have our Healthy But Human water bottle up. Woo! And let's take a nice sip of water in 3, 2, 1. Cheers to hydration, my gorgeous queen. So, so needed. Oh my goodness. Okay, now ask yourself, have I stood up in the past 60 minutes? If you haven't, stand up, shake out those legs, shake out the arms, get the blood flowing, and then sit back down. This is such an important one if you are in class all day or you're working. So key. Okay, ask yourself now, how does my peace feel today? Do you feel like you've been anxious? Have you been having a lot of racing thoughts? Have you been thinking a lot about the future, good or bad? Just kind of think about it for a second. Okay, now our final question is, I want you to ask yourself, when is a time of my life that I felt peaceful? Really think about it. Okay, once you have your answer, hang on to it. We're gonna get into the topic, but first, couple things. One is, how did we like having a video podcast last week? I am very curious to know your thoughts. Please DM me on @healthybuthumanpod on Instagram. Let me know if you like the video podcast or if you just listen to the audio. I'm so curious to know. I am videoing this week's episode as well. So we are trying this out. I hope you love it. But also, I just want to give you guys other life updates. So last week, wow, the days feel so interesting. I feel like they kind of just blend together at this point. But last week, John's parents were in town and it was so nice just having people here helping out. As you may or may not know, I have a baby. Her name is Belle. She is currently a little over 6 weeks old, so 6 weeks in one day. And it has been definitely an interesting season. My heart really goes out to the moms out there, the new moms. It is definitely challenging. I hit a very low point in my mental health maybe a little over a week ago. And we were just like, we need help. So we reached out to John's parents and they came for the whole week. It was such a huge blessing. They just helped with things around the house. They helped look after Belle when we needed help with that. I am still running my business while having a new baby, as you can see. I mean, it's funny because what I do doesn't really feel like work. It's really fun stuff, but it has been interesting trying to stay consistent, trying to still continue to put content out there. I have my online Pilates studio, Sweaty Studio. I have an in-person Pilates studio that I'm working on opening called Sunshine Pilates. I mean, it's already technically open. I have weekly classes there called Pilates and Praise. And I'm doing my first official Pilates class this week. But anyways, all the stuff I do, I love so much. Like, it's truly so fun. And just, it's so fun. Like, it's fun work for me. I love it. Like, this is what I'm passionate about. But that doesn't mean that it hasn't been easy to say, balancing everything. Belle is my first priority. And it has been very challenging finding time for it all. And really, like, I don't think there's necessarily a balance between putting a lot of good effort into work, but also making sure I'm putting a lot of good effort into her. Maybe there is a balance. And I would love to figure that out. I'm working on that right now. But also making sure I have time to take care of myself, to take care of my relationship, my house, everything. Like, it definitely feels like it's been a lot lately. So that being said, my heart goes out to you moms, whether or not you're running a business or you're working or you're being a mom full time. Like, it's still hard. And I just have a huge heart now for moms that I didn't have before. But it's an incredible job. Like, I think being a mother is like one of the biggest blessings possible. Like, the fact that God is entrusting me with His precious creation to raise. Like, I am so grateful for that. Anyways, if you're a mom, I am just, you're doing a great job. Okay, so that happened last week. And then next week, I think my mom is planning on coming down to help out. And I'm so excited for that as well. Oh, so many good things. But I'm just saying, the reason I'm sharing that with you guys is because I have in the past struggled deeply with asking for help, trying to do everything by myself. And I think in this season, I'm learning I need to ask for help. I just can't do everything by myself. As much as I can try to plan out my day, organize my day, like, I gotta have help. And people want to help. If you are struggling with asking for help in your life and you need help, please, please just voice it to somebody. Ask them for help. You're not a burden. You don't need to owe them something for their help. Like, you deserve to ask for help. People love you in your circle. People want to help you. And that's something that I'm learning right now in this season. So that's a bit of a life update for me. I'm definitely like, it's definitely been an interesting season. I mean, even on my own physical health, like, it's so funny. John challenged me. He's like challenging me to not drink coffee. So the challenge is challenge is to take a nap before I have a cup of coffee. So if I want a cup of coffee, I have to take a nap first and then see if I want a cup of coffee still. It's been so hard. So hard. But I'm just keeping it real here. Like, this is the current challenge. I'm trying. Right before the podcast, I was like, I need coffee so bad. I need it so bad. I have a headache, like, right here. But I'm going to try and power through and then take a nap after. It's a very, very... The season's interesting. I know it might sound negative. It's not negative, though. It's a very amazing season, but I feel like it's pushing me to physical limits that I haven't experienced before and mental limits. But like I said, it's making me learn how to ask for help. So I think that's been my life lately, is learning how to ask for help and also trying to find time to sleep and take care of myself while also being there for Belle as much as I humanly possibly can when she needs me. Okay, wait, I do have an update though that I think is really positive. So this is just like, I don't know if we talked about discontentment last week or not, but I was feeling really discontent in my life. And like, there is something so powerful about gratitude. We spontaneously went to the beach on Sunday, one of my favorite beaches. I don't know why I haven't been there in like literally 9 months. It's not far from my house, but I just haven't been. Like, it's not the most convenient beach, so I just haven't been. I made excuses to not go, but we went on Sunday and it was so amazing. The sun was setting. John saw a sea turtle in the ocean. We both saw a shark. It was so cool. I think sharks are really cool. And we sat there with Belle. I breastfed her on the beach. I was like, this is so amazing. So surreal. The sun is setting. Life is amazing. Like, thank you, Jesus. And it was one of those moments where it was like, I felt so content and so joyful and so at peace. And I think a lot of that was just coming from the gratitude that I felt. So even in this season when I've been struggling a lot, I think that gratitude and asking for help are two things that are just so crucial in this season, which actually is going to lead me into my next, just the topic for today, protecting your peace. I think that in this season, it is so important that we, one, have gratitude no matter our circumstances, two, that we are sure to ask for help if we need it, but three, we make sure that we are protecting our peace at all costs. Okay, how do we protect our peace? Let's just like dive into it. This podcast episode today was inspired by my church's sermon on Sunday. If you guys live in South Florida, check out Revive. It's such a cool church. Anyways, very like Holy Spirit led. I love it. So the pastor was talking about peace and it got me thinking, because basically, as we know, you're listening to this and today I'm recording Tuesday. Election day is today. None of us really know what's going to happen in our nation after this. I think there's so much just fear, anxiety, worry that is circulating around. I think I've also experienced feelings of division. I mean, when I went into the voting room to vote, like, it was so interesting. I just kind of felt like everyone was like on edge a little bit of just like, what side are you on? In a way, maybe I was making that up in my mind. Regardless, there's definitely division in our nation. And I don't really talk about politics on here. I actually am not a fan of all of politics. I've really not been a political person in all of my entire life. In fact, I'm just going to share this on here because this is just to give you an idea about me. I was convinced for so long, like, I created a conspiracy theory for myself that I'd be called to jury duty if I voted. They'd like know I was involved in some way and they'd be like, you're going to jury duty. Anyways, I got called to jury duty and I had never voted before and I was like, okay, this is clearly a fake theory. Like, no. Anyways, I voted this year and that was the first time I ever voted and it was very exciting. But I don't like politics, It's interesting because I think my eyes have been opened this year a lot to, we do have a role in this. Like, we're not voting for the person to say, more so policies. And ultimately, like, the person's not going to save us. Jesus saves us. It's more of like, whose policies do we like? And that's all I'm going to say about that. But I think the upcoming weeks, there could be a lot of worry. Okay, that's all I'm going to say. So we're going to talk about it. How do we navigate feeling uncertainty, even if we are listening to this like a year down the line, way past this whole season? Like, uncertainty is just part of our life. In fact, we don't even know what's going to happen tomorrow. And in fact, tomorrow never exists. Today only ever exists, if you really think about it, which is really wild. My gorgeous queen, it's Callie, and I'm so excited to tell you about something that's transforming the way I work out. My sweaty studio app. If you're looking for a fun and effective way to get stronger, leaner, and more confident, this is it. Sweaty Studio is your go-to for on-demand Pilates workouts that fit right into your busy schedule, no matter where you are. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, the app offers a variety of classes, from 10-minute quickie sessions to full-length workouts that challenge every muscle in your body. And the best part? You can do it all from the comfort of your home, at the beach, or even while traveling. The app is designed to help you build strength, improve flexibility, tone your body, and feel empowered through affirmations blended into your workouts. Plus, with new classes and monthly challenges added regularly, you'll never get bored. You can even track your progress and join a community of like-minded women who are all on their journey to feeling their best. Some of my favorite workouts on the app are our Pilates and Praise classes that blend worship music with Pilates, our new Reformer Pilates workouts, or our Barlotti's flows that blend ballet movements with Pilates to the beat of the music. Ready to get started? Simply download the Sweaty Studio app now and take your Pilates practice to the next level. Your first 2 weeks are totally free, so you've got nothing to lose. Head over to sweatystudio.com to learn more and start your free trial today. Let's get sweaty together. Today's episode is brought to you by Glorify, the number one Christian daily devotional app. If you're anything like me, you might find it challenging sometimes to grow in your relationship with God. Maybe you open your Bible and you just don't know where to start, or you feel like you don't have a whole lot of time in your day. Trust me, I've been there. But that's exactly where Glorify comes in. Glorify makes it super easy to stay connected with God every single day. You can kick off your morning with the Bible passage of the day, dive into a meaningful daily devotional, and even wrap it up with their immersive daily walk with God. And if you need a moment of peace in the middle of a busy day, Glorify's guided meditations and worship playlists are perfect for you. I think my favorite part is how easy the app is to navigate and how their daily devotional truly can just integrate into any moment of your day. I actually was cooking some lunch and I just popped it on and I felt so much closer to the Lord within like 5 minutes. Whether you're strong in your faith or simply curious, Glorify has something for everyone. Join over 20 million people who have already downloaded the app and deepened their relationship with God. The best part? The Glorify app is free and it's easy to get started. Visit glorify-app.com/Cali right now to download the Glorify app. That's glorify-app.com/Cali. It's free. glorify-app.com/Cali. Hello, my gorgeous queen. It's Cali here, and I want to chat about something I definitely don't miss. PMS. You know those days leading up to your period when everything feels off? The breakouts, mood dips, and those wild cravings? I used to think painful, miserable periods were just part of life, but I learned that they actually can be a sign something in our body needs support. That's why I'm so excited to share Estro Control from Happy Mammoth with you. This nature-inspired formula is packed with science-backed herbal extracts designed to support your hormonal health, especially when it comes to managing PMS. Estro Control works by supporting your liver, where your hormones like estrogen are processed. So when your liver is happy and functioning well, you feel more like yourself all month long. I absolutely love that Estro Control helps support healthy hormone levels, relieve PMS symptoms, and promote overall well-being. It even contains DIM, a natural compound that caught my eye and is found in kale and broccoli, which helps support estrogen levels and flush out excess estrogen. If you're tired of dealing with painful periods and PMS struggles, Estro Control might be exactly what you need to start feeling more balanced. And here's something just for you. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code CALI at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code CALI for 15% off today. You've got this, my queen.
Attention, everyone. Wayfair's Black Friday preview sale is here early. Right now, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on furniture and bedding, cookware and holiday decor, and tons more. Now's the time to score big on finds to feast, get festive, and get comfortable all season long. Plus, enjoy fast and easy shipping with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I want to just read some scripture that has been really helping me in my life, that God's been showing me. And I think that this, my prayer is this would just speak to you and help you. If you didn't already know, we have a Bible challenge going on for Healthy But Human. You can download it. I'll link it below. It's a freebie plan, and it is going, we're going through the book of Psalms for 30 days. We're not going through the entire book of Psalms, but basically the challenge is we're reading one chapter a day. And then I have a little guided prompt that you can ask God, that my purpose with that is to help you start to work on hearing God's voice. And it's almost like you're having coffee with Jesus and getting to know him, asking him about the stuff you're reading. Like, I think it's a really beautiful way to get out of any sort of spiritual dryness. So the scripture that we read yesterday was Psalms 4. And I want to read the final verse. Final verse says, okay, Psalms 4, 6 to 8. Many people say, who will show us better times? Let your face smile on us, Lord. You have given me greater joy than those who have abundant harvests of grain and new wine. In peace, I will lie down and sleep. For you alone, O Lord, will keep me safe. Okay. I want to really just focus on that final verse. Then in peace, I will lie down and sleep. For you alone, O Lord, will keep me safe. It's really cool because God speaks to us in so many different ways. I read this scripture yesterday, but today opened my devotional, and the verse was that final verse, Psalms 4, 8, and I was like, that's just so not coincidental. Like, of all the verses in scripture, I opened my devotional that I haven't touched in months, and it's literally the scripture I read yesterday. So that is why I was like, okay, let's really focus on what does God say about peace. The sermon that my church had on peace, I actually want to link it below also in the show notes. I mean, my pastor goes so deep in the theology, all this stuff around peace. It's a very high level sermon. It's really, really good. But what I want to talk about peace specifically is how peace does not come from the world. Like, we cannot get peace from things. I had this era of my life, actually, when I struggled a lot with anxiety. I was taking anxiety and antidepressants that helped with anxiety as well. And yet I still felt anxious. I still felt sad. And I was like, you know, I'm trying to get this peace from this medication, but it's just still not working. In the same time frame, I also was really into taking CBD. If you don't know what CBD is, it's derived from weed. It's not the same thing as THC. It doesn't make you high, but it helps a lot with calming you down. I think it calms your nervous system down, maybe. But I would take CBD droplets under my tongue pretty much every single day. It would help me at first. I'd feel a little calm, but it didn't help me for very long. It would eventually go away. But the thing is that I'm trying to explain, like, we can try and get peace from different things in our world. Maybe we'll feel peace for certain amounts of time. Maybe the peace lasts for 30 seconds, maybe it lasts for 30 minutes, but ultimately that peace does go away. But what I have learned and just experienced in my own life is that the peace that doesn't leave is the peace that comes from the Lord. This peace comes when I am dwelling under the Lord's shelter and umbrella every single day. If you look in scripture, you'll see that there's so many verses about how the Lord is our shepherd, how God is our shield, he's our strength, he's protecting us when we're under his cover, his wing. But why do we experience seasons of not being peaceful when he does promise us that he's our shepherd, he's our shield, all these things? It's usually because we step out from underneath that shield. And that is when we are vulnerable to the attacks and schemes of the enemy. And specifically, a lot of these attacks and schemes come into our mind. And that is when we start to feel this uncertainty, this worry, things like anxiety, because the battle is in our mind. The battle isn't necessarily what's in front of us. And it's up to us if we're going to take these thoughts captive and step back under the Lord's wing. So, also, I want to just preface that we can still have intrusive thoughts. That's what they're called. Even when we're under the Lord's wing, but it's a lot easier to really identify that as like, oh, that's just Satan, and flick it away. But when we're not, we're walking under the Lord's wing, that's when we can be deceived. That's when we can really feel like these thoughts are who we are, what we believe. And that's when these thoughts turn into these little seeds that plant inside of us, and they can grow into things called strongholds, these deep eternalized belief systems that maybe aren't actually true in our lives. So I want to read one more scripture that I love so much. It's called Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all you do, and He will show you which path to take. So in other versions of scripture, it says, and lean not on your own understanding. With peace specifically, it's so important to realize that what's logical, what we can understand, is not always the truth about the situation, because God is beyond our understanding. Like he can do things that we deem to be impossible. He can literally move mountains. So God really highlighted this verse to me today, and I'm like worrying about these things, about what's to come with the economical state of our country, what's to come with blah, blah, blah. Like, I feel like I've never really been concerned about any of this stuff before, but now that I'm a mom, I'm like, I have this greater responsibility for this baby. And I'm like, okay, I gotta make sure she's protected, she's safe, she's provided for, all these things, which are beautiful things, but they can turn into worries if I'm not actively leaning on God instead of leaning on my own understanding, because what around me might be feel and see like seem like chaos, and there's no other way to describe it. Like God can see it as, this is just a little blip in the system. Like, I have all of this already taken care of. You are safe, Callie. Your family is safe. All these things are safe. So before we are done, I really am just excited to share with you guys this process that you can take your thoughts captive. This is something that I was told by an amazing, amazing, just spiritual, what's the word? Person I look up to. And her name's Renee. I think I've shared this before on the podcast, but I just want to share it one more time with you guys, or maybe not one more time. Maybe I'll share it 10 more times down the line. But this has just continually changed my life. In fact, this is something that I actually did today when I was sitting outside spending time with God, and I was having these very intrusive thoughts happening that were very dark and very much not from God. So this is how you take intrusive thoughts captive. So the first thing is, there's a verse, I think it's Philippians 4:8. And this is how you know if something is from God, a thought. If it's true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, excellent, praiseworthy, think about these things. But if it is something that is not in these categories, like let's say, for example, you're having a worrisome thought about your finances, you're very concerned that you don't have enough money for paying your mortgage. That thought, for example, while it may seem valid to us, does it fall in any of these categories? No. So what you would do is you would say, okay, I identify this thought as an intrusive thought because it doesn't fall under any of these Philippians 4:8 things, which the acronym that I use is called TNRPLA, true, noble, TNRPLA, right, pure, lovely, admirable, TNRPLA. It doesn't fall under this category, right? So it's intrusive. So now what you're going to say is, you're literally going to be like, okay, what does this thought, what's it trying to make me feel right now? Okay, it's making me feel worried. So it's about your finances. I feel worried. Now you'll say, I recognize this thought is causing me to feel worry, and it's trying to make me feel worried. But, and this is where you can ask God to show you what is true in this situation. So if you're worried that you're not going to be able to pay your mortgage, what does God say about this? And a scripture that actually just popped into my mind, not even scripture, but just it's in scripture, just everywhere, is God is our provider. God provides for us. There is a verse, I don't know what the verse is, like what the little book and scripture numbers are, but it's a verse about how God, he clothes the flowers in the field, he provides, I think it's for like the sparrows or something. Anyways, God is our provider. He literally gives us everything we need to live. So that's the truth in the situation. So you can literally say, I reject this thought in my mind, causing me to feel worried about not having enough money to pay off my mortgage. The truth of the situation is that God is my provider. God gives me everything that I need. God has blessed my family with this house. He is not going to take it away from us. He has given us the money to pay off this mortgage. So I reject this thought out of my mind. I cast it to the feet of Jesus. Send the thought to the feet of Jesus. The thought is not from God. It is evil. So just send it to Jesus. Give it to him. He's like your little CEO. He'll handle the situation. And just speak the truth over your life. Feel like, I reject this thought in Jesus' name. Get out of my mind. Goodbye. It's not true. So that is something that is really, really powerful. If you've ever had thoughts that have come into your mind and you just are having a hard time identifying what is true in this situation, this is where you can really invite God into it, because you might have a stronghold in your life. So if you have a lot of intrusive thoughts about your boyfriend cheating on you, and no matter what you know is true, you know he's loyal, you know that he's not going to cheat on you, you still feel like he is, like there's just like this fear inside of you, you just can't pinpoint why you're experiencing it. There could be a stronghold that has started in your life around trust. Maybe someone in your life broke your trust. You really, really trusted. Maybe you were in a relationship and someone did cheat on you. But this is where you can invite God into these strongholds. You can say, hey, Jesus, I don't want to have trust issues anymore. I just give this to you, Lord. I invite you into these trust issues. And I just ask that you would help heal me in this. Show me what is true, Lord, in these situations. If you had someone who cheated on you in the past, literally go back with Jesus into that situation. Sit with him in it, feel all the emotions you experienced in that situation, and I want you to, one, forgive the person that cheated on you, but then two, give this pain, give the wrong, give all this to Jesus, hand it to him, and then ask him, Lord, like, what is true in this situation? What do you want me to believe in this situation? And you can ask him to help you have compassion on the person, and then you can ask him to heal any soul wounds that happened from just the cheating, from the thing that caused you pain, the trauma, whatever it is. And then you can bless yourself, you can bless the person in the situation as well. And it is so beautiful. Like, that is just inner healing 101, really, really quick summary of it for you. I mean, there's more things that can go into inner healing, but ultimately, like, I think just giving our negative emotions, our negative beliefs to God and saying, hey, I recognize that these are not from you and I don't want to hold on to these in my life anymore. That is how we're going to have peace in all circumstances, no matter what is happening around us, because we're not listening to the voice of the world. We're listening to the voice of God, who tells us that he is our shepherd. He is our shelter. He is our shield. He is not going to let us fall away. Like, he's holding on to us. It's up to us, though, if we do fall away. So that is my little just thing about peace this week, is I also believe that we can pray for peace. I believe that we can invite the Holy Spirit to fill us. I pray that we can invite the Holy Spirit to fill us with peace. I'm just looking at a photo I have in my house right now. It's the fruits of the Spirit. These are things that come from when we walk in the Spirit. Galatians 5, 22, 23. I'll just read off what the fruits are. So this is how you know if you're walking by the Spirit in your life or if you're walking by the flesh. If you walk by the Spirit, you're going to be feeling all of these things. The way you treat others are going to reflect these fruits. But if you're not walking by the Spirit, you're not going to be reflecting these things. So one of them is love, joy, peace, ding, 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 patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. When we're walking by the Spirit, when we're abiding in the Spirit, that is when we are experiencing peace beyond all measure. So before we go, I just want to actually pray peace over all of us, over our minds, and then we'll be done. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for everyone listening to the podcast. Lord, I just pray right now you would fill them with your Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, come down, just flood the ears, flood the mind, flood the body of the person listening to this podcast today. Any intrusive thoughts going through this person's mind, I bind right now and I send to the feet of Jesus. Get out of their mind. Holy Spirit, fill their mind with truth, with peace. Peace that is just supernatural peace. I just pray a calm over every person's body. I pray you just calm the racing mind, calm the racing heart, calm the manifestation of anxiety. Lord, I pray you just step in, just walk with them in whatever uncertainty they're walking through right now, Lord. I pray you just grab their hand, help them feel your presence, and just help them know that you are with them every single step of the way. In Jesus' name, I unleash angels of peace over every single person listening. Amen. Wow. You guys, thank you so much for listening. I just want to end the episode by just saying that you're not alone in this. If you've been feeling not very peaceful, I have been struggling a lot with peace as well, which is why I was like, we're going to talk about this today. Because I've said before, I feel like when I'm walking through seasons of struggles, so many other people listening are also, which is really cool because I just feel like God, he just uses that. He uses our stories to help other people. So that's why like this is something that I'm actively trying to walk in every day. Am I perfect in it? No, but I'm trying. And that's the thing, like give yourself grace and you'll be good. All right, well, I hope you love the episode. If you did, share it with a friend who you think would love to feel peaceful today. Also tag me on your Instagram stories at Healthy Be Human Pod. You can also tag me at Callie Gwally. Join our Bible challenge. It's not too late. I'll put the link below. And as always, if you have any episode requests, please DM me. I know a couple of you guys did and I'm going to make those things happen. So send them to me and I'll see you next time. Keep being amazing and praying that you have an awesome, peaceful week. Bye. My gorgeous queen, it's Callie, and I'm so excited to tell you about something that's transforming the way I work out. My Sweaty Studio app. If you're looking for a fun and effective way to get stronger, leaner, and more confident, this is it. Sweaty Studio is your go-to for on-demand Pilates workouts that fit right into your busy schedule, no matter where you are. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, the app offers a variety of classes, from 10-minute quickie sessions to full-length workouts that challenge every muscle in your body. And the best part? You can do it all from the comfort of your home, at the beach, or even while traveling. The app is designed to help you build strength, improve flexibility, tone your body, and feel empowered through affirmations blended into your workouts. Plus, with new classes and monthly challenges added regularly, you'll never get bored. You can even track your progress and join a community of like-minded women who are all on their journey to feeling their best. Some of my favorite workouts on the app are our Pilates and Praise classes that blend worship music with Pilates, our new Reformer Pilates workouts, or our Barlotti's flows that blend ballet movements with Pilates to the beat of the music. Ready to get started? Simply download the Sweaty Studio app now and take your Pilates practice to the next level. Your first 2 weeks are totally free, so you've got nothing to lose. Head over to sweatystudio.com to learn more and start your free trial today. Let's get sweaty together.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
My gorgeous queen, it's Callie, and I'm so excited to tell you about something that's transforming the way I work out. My Sweaty Studio app. If you're looking for a fun and effective way to get stronger, leaner, and more confident, this is it. Sweaty Studio is your go-to for on-demand Pilates workouts that fit right into your busy schedule, no matter where you are. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, the app offers a variety of classes, from 10-minute quickie sessions to full-length workouts that challenge every muscle in your body. And the best part? You can do it all from the comfort of your home, at the beach, or even while traveling. The app is designed to help you build strength, improve improve flexibility, tone your body, and feel empowered through affirmations blended into your workouts. Plus, with new classes and monthly challenges added regularly, you'll never get bored. You can even track your progress and join a community of like-minded women who are all on their journey to feeling their best. Some of my favorite workouts on the app are our Pilates and Praise classes that blend worship music with Pilates, our new Reformer Pilates workouts, or our Barlotti's flows that blend ballet movements with Pilates to the beat of the music. Ready to get started? Simply download the Sweaty Studio app now and take your Pilates practice to the next level. Your first 2 weeks are totally free, so you've got nothing to lose. Head over to sweatystudio.com to learn more and start your free trial today. Let's get sweaty together.